The following program may contain language that is not suitable for a younger audience. So, if you get easily offended by and lots of, then you might want to consider a different podcast.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We are very echoey today. Look at that. Hello everyone and welcome to the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you as per always, whether you're listening to us live on Station Head or if you're listening to the podcast after the fact, we greatly appreciate your listenership. I want to say a huge thank you. I think I said this last week, but I am not too sure. A huge thank you to Great Australian Pods for giving us a bit of a feature on their site. Welcome all of you guys to the Generic Live family. It's great to have you here. Make yourself at home for the next couple of hours. We've got a jam-packed show for you. Of course, all your favourite segments, like we are getting to review of a review. It is early this time, so we are definitely making sure that we've got that covered. As well as Same As Remember, Same As It Ever Was, the Facts of Life game, both in Hour 2. We've got the BuzzFeed quiz. We've got news stories like Google threatening to pull out of Australia? And apparently news stories such as the new Elvis movie being delayed. Did you know that there was a new Elvis movie coming out by Baz Luhrmann? Did you know this? Anyone know this? I didn't know that. Plus, yeah, many more other things coming at you, including the stuff like BBC Royal documentary got leaked. All that's coming in Hour 2. Hour 1 also has GameStop in the news, but not for what they sell. Interesting. We're just going to jump on into it, though, starting off with, I have a little bit of a backstory. I feel bad that I get gassy on this show, but I literally have a can of Coke and a coffee here to try and push me through. It's been a long morning, so do apologize if this is kind of low energy. I've been up since like 5 this morning doing edits and stuff like that as well. So a bit of a low energy show, a little bit of a chill out vibe coming at you. We've got headline roundup for you next here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Lots of great show. So strap on in and let's get started. We'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I still have not got an official bumper for this song. Wow. This is a song, apparently. This next segment is a song. So, you know, I have to sing the whole thing. No, let's not do that. The Generic Live Radio Show, the series, the show. Yes. No, what is it? Generic Live Radio Show, the musical, the series. No, let's not do that. It's time for pew pew headline roundup. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your headlines are now ready. Pew pew headline roundup. What is that bell? Pew pew. My airplane bell. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, first up, we actually have a lot of audio for you this time. A woman discovers after 14 years, the wedding. What? Okay, hear me out here. This is what it literally says, okay? This is not me being dumb. This is not my ability to read, not being able to read, which that comes in thick in this upcoming video that I'm editing. It literally says, woman 14 years after the wedding, discovers 14 years after wedding that she has found the wrong dress. That is literally what it says. So enjoy that for what you will. A Minnesota woman who had her wedding dress packed for preservation, 14 years ago, said she opened up the box to show her daughter and discovered it was the wrong gown. Gasp! We've got some audio here of this story. Take it away, guys.
14 years after she wore it down the aisle, a woman in the North Metro is trying to find the dress she wore on her wedding day.
WCCO's Liz Collin dug into the mystery that Wendy is hoping that social media will help solve.
I just turned around and there it is, the perfect dress.
Like any good mystery, this one starts with the Gilmore Girls.
Just that good mother-daughter, you know, feel good, whatever. Kind of comedy to take away from the chaos that's going on.
On Saturday, Wendy Taylor and her 12-year-old daughter watched the wedding show.
After the episode, Michaela and I were talking and I said, "You've never actually seen my dress." And she was like, "No, I haven't. I've just seen pictures."
Wendy went to retrieve the gown she'd paid to preserve 14 years earlier.
She saw the look of horror because it wasn't my dress. It's a beautiful dress. It's not my dress.
After she was married in 2006, Wendy went to work for Evans Garment Restoration, a service that cleans clothing and other soft goods after fire or water damage. The perfect place, Wendy thought, to have her dress properly packaged. But with new owners and new software since, Evans has so far struck out.
My dress, it was strapless, it was two-tone, it had beadwork on it. Very different overall than this dress. Somebody else has the wrong dress too, with this pretty little box. But inside of it is my dress, instead of their dress that I have.
Wendy's Facebook post has been shared hundreds of times this week, asking anyone else from that same year to pry open their own and take a peek.
But your fingers are crossed still for a happy ending.
I am.
Hoping her something borrowed will be just that, and a mystery solved in time to celebrate 15 years of marriage. Liz Collin, WCCO 4 News.
Yes, that is actually a classic Gilmore Girls episode right there. So there you go. 12 years old. She's like, womp womp, you're a ass dress. That, again, gassy. We're having a vibe today. Like, womp womp. That is a huge womp womp. Like, that is the biggest of womp womps that you can actually give. We should get t-shirts in there to say womp womp on it. Because womp womp means a lot of things. It means something good, it means something bad, but anyway. Womp womp to this. Next up, speaking of horrifying discoveries, I can't believe that segue actually worked, an Adelaide woman opened up her sock drawer to find something shocking. These puns, I tell you what. Alright, we've got video for this as well, but anyway. Alright, we'll hear what this is. This comes from Channel 7 Sunrise. When it loads, eventually. It's probably thinking about playing an ad, but it's not going to because we don't do that anymore.
Adelaide Hill's grandmother has had the shock of her life when she found a poisonous snake hiding in her pyjama drawer. She was getting ready for bed when she made the shocking discovery.
And it didn't feel quite right, and so I've looked and touched it again, and I thought, oh, my God, that's a snake.
Yep, a snake catcher came to the rescue, identifying it as a red-bellied black snake. Jeez, it's been a busy few days for snake catchers, hasn't it?
It's been a busy
looking
season.
Looking forward to a quiet winter, I think.
I touched it again.
Above.
Surely one touch would be enough.
Depends what's in your pyjama drawer. Who knows?
Is that a euphemism?
Every day we're doing one of it. Some of it's Adelaide Hills. The others have been Queensland.
But
everywhere.
Yeah.
A red-bellied black snake, like a serious snake.
I know.
That's bad.
And a bloke survives a croc attack. It's very
Australian.
Australia.
Oh yeah, by the way, we don't have that story in here, but apparently, allegedly, locally actually, this is a local news story that, no, I shouldn't say allegedly, it happened, but local story, someone got bitten on the head by a crocodile, a 44-year-old man, I think, here locally, about like 10 minutes away from me, so, I mean, if you want to get technical, here's my argument about crocodiles. You disturb their waters, they're going to disturb yours. It was swimming in that river for 3 times a week for 30-odd years. Statistics happen. If you swim in a known crocodile-infested river, it's only a matter of time. But anyway, so, that is that of that. I meant pyjama drawer, but sock and shock was too hard to give up. But anyway, moving on to the next story. Speaking of men, horrifying discoveries. That's the theme of the day. horrifying discoveries week here on the Generic Live Radio Show. Could you imagine if that's a themed show? That we literally just do themes of not only animal noise? Wow. Just play animal noises for 2 hours? I'm down. But animal news, ooh, that'd be a fun themed show. Anyway, or just horrifying discoveries in general, or just a whole show of headline roundup news stories. I'd be down for that too. Nothing else additional to that. Speaking of horrifying discoveries, though, we keep the theme alive. A Japanese entrepreneur wants to analyze your body odor. I don't know how this has to do with the horrifying discoveries, but anyway, a Japanese entrepreneur has made it possible to send your sweat for a personalized stink analysis. Often too busy to bathe or change clothes during his grad school days, he took his personal experience to the lab. I'm not about to pronounce that very Japanese name. Realizing, spelt incorrectly, that this is not a review and article, that it wouldn't be necessary to get the truth from his friends if he asked them about his odor. He was inspired to create body odor analysis method to give others observed with their secret scent peace of mind with straight facts. According to the study conducted, about 1% of Japanese population has anxiety attached to their body odor. That's interesting. I would have thought it would be higher than that. Because people all the time, I don't know about anywhere else, but here in Australia, people are like, ooh, I smell. But actually, that's a good point. People go, oh, I smell. But do they realize about other people smelling? That's the thing. Anyway, he teamed up with a chemist friend and spent $50,000 on secondhand gas chiromass spectrometer. Sure, that's a thing. And his technology is known gold standard on identifying chemical substances used in heavily in episodes of CSI and for real-life forensic. It takes about 24 hours to get the results back. Quote, it is meant to be understandable if brutal. Wow, yikes. Some may find the process gross, but it much appreciated clients who have saved their lives obsessing about their smell. There you go. Speaking of, I don't know. This is a fun game of this show, is trying to link these articles together. Speaking of being obsessed with things, sure. Scottish town pleads the public for the return of the much-beloved police mannequin. You know, we'll try. Scottish man in the right state since their beloved... What? A Scottish town is in a right state. Oh, wow, okay. Since their beloved road safety officer and mannequin, Alan, spelled with two L's, disappeared Saturday afternoon. Residents of Bermia are pleading the return of Alan, who has been doing due diligence to remind drivers to slow down through the village over the last 2 months. Damn. A local council member said Alan was spotted at his station around 1:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon and has gone missing, not of his own violation. Quote, oh god, there's a quote here. Alan is described as a gentle soul who never offends anyone. He's a mannequin! What? And he took... No, hang on. No. This next one's ridiculous. He took great pride in his role of reminding people that there was a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, saying that he did great work for the community, serving children, elderly folk, and red squirrels are all at risk of people who forget. Okay, you know, sometimes, you know, they just... This stuff just writes itself. I don't have to do any work. Speaking of doing lots of work, Feds seize 284 fake sports championship rings from Florida memorabilia store, of course. Florida authorities have seized hundreds of fake sports championship rings from memorabilia store in Florida on Thursday. Found 284 counterfeit sports championship rings at... What is this? This place, this store is called Friendly Confines Collectibles. friendly confine collectibles. Again, this stuff doesn't write itself. Quote, counterfeiting, creates wide-reaching dangers to society. Buying counterfeits, even if they seem harmless to the customer, hurts local and global economies, endangers people's health, and generates revenue for organized crime and even terrorism, end quote, said HSI Acting Deputy Special Agent in Charge, David Perezzi. So there you go. It was about a 4.3 million with an M in operation in seizing these memorabilia rings. Yeah, that's a good point. It is a bit of a health hazard. So there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Headline Roundup. Pew, pew. Ladies and gentlemen, your headlines are now complete. Pew, pew. Someone's in the kitchen. Love being in the kitchen. As we continue here on the Jack Live Radio Show, Forrest Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you now. Google has reacted to the Australian government. We talked about this story a little bit earlier on in the month. Google has responded. And does that mean, does this mean that they're going to withdraw from Australia? Find out right after this on the Jack Live Radio Show, live on station head or on the podcast after the fact. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always on a Sunday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Now, this story is one that's going to probably take up a chunk of this year by the sounds of it. Google says, now we talked about this, that Google says that it would start pulling stuff from search engines in Australia if it's being forced to pay news publishers to host their content. Now, I want to start there because the next headline that was literally published a day after this show went live, I mean, not that the show went live, it is broadcasted live and podcast later, but like a day after, actually it was kind of the day between, anyway, 6 days ago, whatever 6 days ago was. A new story that Google's response is now to threaten pull its search engine from Australia entirely. Now, this means that Google will still have their services in Australia, but they just won't have their search feature in Australia. So, for many Australians, of course, Google, common household name, why wouldn't it be? It's where we get most of our news, plan our holidays, get our stuff, whatever. A whole bunch of flow-on effects that I don't even know if Google has probably thought through yet. So let's stop it back. Google has flagged removing its search engine from Australia over the federal government's proposed digital media code. The proposal will force the tech giants to pay local media companies for providing their content searching, sharing, and stuff like that. We already talked about that last week. Quote, the latest version of the code requires Google to pay to link to news sites, breaking a fundamental protocol of how the internet actually works. And setting an untenable precedent for our business, the internet and the digital economy. Wow, that's from Mel Silver, the managing director of Google Australia and New Zealand. Addressing in an ultimatum last week, Scott Morrison said, didn't mince words, he said, will not respond to threats. And we have a 20-second clip. Now, this 20-second clip is going to get very interesting very quickly. Let's get this queued up, guys, and see Australia where we can go from here. Apparently,
Australia makes our rules for things you can do in Australia. That's done in our parliament. It's done by our government. And that's how things work here in Australia. And people who want to work with that in Australia, you're very welcome. But we don't respond to threats.
Ooh, boy. All right, let's play that again. Just for clarification's sake.
Australia makes our rules for things you can do in Australia. That's done in our parliament. It's done by our government. And that's how things work here in Australia. And people who want to work with that in Australia, you're very welcome. But we don't respond to threats.
All right, that's very interesting. But also, I want to say this. Now, I want to say one of two things. One, this is not a new sort of angle for the Liberal Australian government. They've done this before with Netflix. Now, Netflix, before Netflix came to Australia, remember when Netflix wasn't in Australia? I do. I've been doing this show for that long. At this point, I could throw a dart at a calendar and land on a show day, I bet. But anyway, Netflix coming to Australia, I think that was early days of this show too. Anyway, long story short, Prime Minister did the same thing at the time. Prime Minister 5 years ago, man. It can't have been Tony Abbott. Was it Tony Abbott? I don't know who it was at the time. Anyway, not important. Basically the same mentality of, you play by our rules, and if you don't like it, then get out, pretty much. So Netflix decided to do what it wanted, because they have a lot of money. And I think at this point, Google will do this, and then a whole bunch of protesting will happen to have the government change their mind, and the government will change their mind, do what it is. Basically, Google got shut down in 2010 in China, and in 2014, Google News was removed in Spain. I don't remember talking about that per se, but I remember talking about the fallout of that. I don't know if I talked about that on the show. There's Google and France. They're battling it out for copyright stuff at the moment. You know, there are things that happen in different countries at different times. So it's Australia's time. It was China's, it was Spain's, it is still France's, it's Australian's time. This is going to be terrible for business, and here's why. And this quote by Dr. Burnett and Mr. Lewis, I don't know who they are, they're just listed as themselves. Quote, the digital advertising market for Google search in Australia is worth 4.3 billion, with a B, billion a year. Now, I would believe it, because Google ads are a thing, you know? And you've got Google Now, which will become irrelevant if this thing happens, because you can't use, also all Google Nests will become irrelevant all of a sudden. Sorry, me, who bought one for a Christmas present, and it's now going to become redundant. Maybe, I don't know, it all depends on if this goes ahead. This is going to be very problematic if it does, because Google will still have their services. And their things have been popping up every, once in a while on search engines and stuff like that as well. And, I definitely don't want this to happen. I rely on Google. Everything's on Google for me. It's tough. I don't know whether the government will budge. I don't think they will on this one. So we're going to have to find an alternative search engine. But that's going to be very difficult, because Google is very saturated in the market. And people are going to go to Google and they're going to be like, nope, sorry, we don't exist in your country. But this could be a good thing for Google to get protesting happen, because they've got the traffic and people are still going to go to Google.com, because Google.com is the most popular website, I think. Don't quote me. But it's very concerning. Now, we do have this one clip from ABC News that I want to play. It's a minute long. We are going to run quite a bit long on this. But this is a follow-up to last week's news story about hiding news sources. And apparently this has been happening on the ABC News website. So this is a minute 25. Let's see what this is. And if we don't like it, we'll just always abandon it, like always. Scroll down, ABC News, presenters, videos, about, blah, 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 Twitter. There's no sound at the moment, so that's why I'm talking over it. They're going to, on abcnews.gov.au, top national stories is that. I don't understand what the point of this minority. They're copying a headline, and they're going to paste and search. That's interesting. They've copied a direct headline. That's interesting. They've copied a direct headline and pasted it in Google and they didn't come up at all. That's interesting. And are they going to repeat the same process again? Huh. That's interesting. Now, here's the thing. Are they on... Now, here's my story. Here's my devil's advocate to this argument. There's no noise in that video, so sorry if you get like 4 seconds of silence, because I realize it's just a screen capture. Are they on Google Australia? For one, because I have that problem too, because if I'm not on google.com.au, I won't get Australian results. I will get worldwide results, which is what happened there. But they're claiming that they've undercut Australian government and stuff like that as well. So this isn't over. The war on Google continues. I'm afraid for that, but you know, if Google pulls out of Australia, then that's it. I think we won't survive. We will have to come up with a better solution. But will that happen? I don't know. And now I'm rambling and saying the same thing over and over again. As we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, we're doing the carryover review from a review from last week. We can't tell you what it is for radio reasons, because they've got a song coming that is a hint. And podcast listeners, well, you should tune in live. Sundays, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Stationhead.com. Find out more. Need the Spotify account. We've got more great show coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Feel the Thunder. Hi, Em, there on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. That's right, we are doing review of a review, and that was the song from the new smash hit movie from 2 months ago. this segment. It's called The Croods New A, A New Age. That's right, we are still doing movies from 2 months ago, so who would have thought? This is the part of the show where we take reviews, read them out, and make fun of them. So there you go. This is a bit of a lighthearted fair. We don't spend too much time on them because we are running a bit late. I did go a bit long with that Google bit, so there's that. This one is called Promoting Toxic Relationships. It is 1 out of 10. It's from December 20th, 2020. December 2020. Man, 2020, long year. Not for the kids. This movie is one where relationships with a girl is the utmost priority. I can't read. The guy should ignore all of her abusive behavior and just chase her, because apparently girls are the only things that matter. Wow, damn. Also, the movie promotes the acquainted toxic idea that strong women must physically abuse others. Is that a thing that movies promote? Is that a thing that this movie promotes? I don't know. I've never heard that before, but okay. Definitely didn't in the first one. I haven't seen the second one, but the first one definitely wasn't that, but okay. Okay review, I guess. It didn't really say anything offensive. Well, apart from the fact that this apparently promotes toxic behavior, but other than that, there you go. Next up is Disappointment. These are actual reviews of this show. Released Christmas Day 2020. Okay, behind the scenes, I hear myself now because of the setup that I have with the mixer and stuff like that as I bump my microphone. And I'm not listening to hear myself, so if I say something and I say it like back or in delay, that's why. But anyway. Disappointment, Christmas Day 2020. Comparing to the first, it's really disappointing. No spirit of a caveman or a wit with the... What? No spirit of a caveman or wit that the first one has. Interesting. We watched the first one at least 10 times and still make us laugh. There's a word missing there. The second one is trying to show too much without a real story. Okay. Alright, cool. Last one, we have less than one if I could. Negative one would be more accurate. Damn, this is on December 28th, 2020. Totally unenjoyable. Wait, isn't unenjoyable one word, not two? Didn't realize that, but anyway. No laughs, no fun. Far too many political agendas in a kid's film. The love story should have been a sub, very sub, plot at... Sorry, plot at the most. Instead, it dominated and decimated the entire movie, as well as being highly inappropriate for children. I would love to know how a love story decimated a movie. That's what I want to know. Why do we need to undermine the importance of strong father figures in kids' movies? Lame, lazy writing, straight, spelt incorrectly, out of the quote-unquote woke playbook. They put quotes around there, so I'm going to say it. Time and money that we will never be able to get back again. Well, interesting. Do not watch and do not believe the reviews that are obviously paid for. Of course, because if we've learned anything over the years of doing reviewer review means that all positive reviews are bought for. But anyway, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Daniel Campbell here with you. Well, GameStop was wall-to-wall in the news this week, particularly over the last couple of days. What do GameStop and day traders have in common? Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Daniel Campbell, we're here with you. More great show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Well, GameStop. Do you know GameStop? I know of GameStop. I have been to a GameStop before. And it's very lackluster. I think I've been to a GameStop like once in my life. I don't know why. I can't remember why. I think I went with CJ Bode of the Geek.io Media Network. I think I went with him to a GameStop when I was in the States. Can't tell you why. I think we went there to buy something or trade something. I don't know. We went there with a purpose. We just didn't go, hey, look, Dale's in America. Look, we're going to take him to a GameStop. It's a chain of video game stores, brick and mortar stores, publicly listed on the US Stock Exchange. They are the parent company to the Australian chain EB Games. So if you know EB Games, if you're from Australia, they're the sister store. Well, no, they're the mother store, sure, in the US. So, like many brick and mortar stores, GameStop has struggled through the coronavirus pandemic, especially the customers download games direct to their console instead of buying a physical disc or cartridge. Wow. But against the odds, GameStop's shares have surged. They were worth about $3 in April, but mid-December they hit 16. In January, they really heated up. We do have all you need to know about this GameStop Reddit situation. Apparently it's got to do with Reddit, with a bunch of investors piling on at once, which made it surge, and then they all sold and made it dip again, which apparently is legal. But let's let this video explain it.
A video game retailer in the United States, and they've been making headlines recently as the share price surges by 1,700%. It's done that in just 3 weeks. You've heard that correctly, a 1,700% gain in just 3 weeks. So how does something like that even happen? Well, it's a bit like a scene out of Call of Duty, I suppose, but instead of saving a country from invasion, it's an unlikely gaming store that's at the center of this war. And to understand the battle, we first need to get our heads around short selling. This is a strategy that's usually used when investors, or in this case, major Wall Street hedge funds, think that a company's share price is going to go down. First, they borrow the stock from someone who actually owns it. Then they sell the stock at the current market price, the hope being the shares will go down in value. So then they can buy the shares back at a cheaper price and return the shares. But if the share price actually goes up, they still have to buy the shares back to return them to the owner. So they would have to buy them back at a higher price than what they originally sold them for. What's been happening in the case of GameStop is that millions of everyday investors have come together through online forums like Reddit to essentially rescue the company from a short-selling campaign. Their recent buying has fueled a massive surge in the stock price, forcing the hedge funds to close out these short positions and suffer very substantial losses. While it appears that Reddit traders have won the war against Wall Street, the fight has highlighted how billions of dollars can be lost when speculating on the share market. The frenzy has even been likened to the tech bubble of 1999.
There you go. It's very interesting to look at different cases like this, because it's not really something I pay attention to much, is the stock exchange. And, you know, that's not really something that is come out here. There is a good story by the Sydney Morning Herald that explains a lot more in great detail about how some people think this is a good thing and about how some people think that it's a bad thing. And, you know, we need to keep people more honest in these days, you know. But also, a lot of these news articles, the reason why I like that is that it's straight up facts, but a lot of these news articles have their own sort of spin on it as well. So, you know, everyone banding together to take down the hedge funds people. So, you know, I'm all about that. So, good on you. Also, good on GameStop for surviving. Anyone thought to check on GameStop? So, anyway, as we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Daniel Campbell here with you. We are going to be doing a BuzzFeed quiz to round out the hour. More great show coming up, even in hour two. Stay tuned for more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Hello everyone, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always on the Generic Live Radio Show. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, make sure you leave comments and leave reviews and stuff like that as well. And if you want to let me know directly, you can hit me up on my Instagram at TheDaleCampbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. And if you want to support the show, you can go to bit.ly/glsmerch. You can buy some cool Generic Live Show merches there. Merchies. You can buy some merchies. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the BuzzFeed quiz. And today's BuzzFeed quiz, very accurate. It's going to be 100% accurate. It's going to call me a 15-year-old boy again. No, what was it? From 15 to 19? I can't remember what the age range was last week, but it was insane. So I don't know if we're going to hit that peak again today, but we'll try. We'll definitely try. This one is eat your way through this fancy dessert buffet, and we'll reveal which coffee you are in your soul. The subtitle here is nothing beats a cup of good old Joe. In this BuzzFeed quiz, I need to make sure that I say that it's a BuzzFeed quiz, not an original quiz. But anyway, we are just picking desserts, so let's just jump in. Black Forest cake, chocolate mousse cookie, ice cream carrot cake, or Oreo cupcakes. Now, okay, I am biased because I loved the cookies and cream cupcakes at Disney World, which are basically just Oreo cupcakes but without the Oreo on top, but nothing beats a Black Forest cake, so we're going to pick that. Next up, we've got cannelloni, stuffed raspberry tart, flan, or lemon tart. I am a fan of a lemon tart, but I have to be in the right mood for a lemon tart. You know what I mean? It's not really an all thing, and cannelloni can be kind of messy. I don't know. Let's go stuffed raspberry tart, because, A, I don't know what's stuffed in it. I don't know what's stuffed in it, and it just sounds good. Another dessert round, pick a cheesecake, vanilla bundt cake, chocolate peanut butter tart, or tiramisu. Ooh, this one's the tough one. Like a good cheesecake, like a good bundt cake. Bundt cake to me, though, is an acquired taste. Do love peanut butter and chocolate. If you've seen the latest YouTube video, you will know that. Tiramisu, though. Tiramisu, if they're two beside each other, I would be more likely to go to the tiramisu. Sorry, controversial opinion. Next dessert round, red velvet cake, chocolate s'mores cake, strawberry shortcake, or caramel pie. These are getting tough, man. What is this? These are tough. Red velvet cake, s'mores. I do like s'more, but do I want a whole cake of it? Strawberry shortcake or caramel pie? Ooh, let's go red velvet cake. Yeah, let's go that. Next up, we've got a chocolate fudge bundt cake, a strawberry mile whatever that is, gelato or Rollo cheesecake. Now, is this Rollo as in the chocolate Rollo? Because I'm down for that. And this caramel sauce that they have on it, it's definitely a good vibe. You know, I do love gelato, but I'm going to have to go the Rollo cheesecake. Next dessert, we've got to hustle. Next up, we've got sticky toffee pudding, hot cross buns, eclair, or a mango parfait four. Let's go. The eclair doesn't have chocolate. I will say this. Do like some hot cross buns, but I haven't had any this season, so let's go with sticky toffee pudding. Pick a dessert. Another dessert round. We've got chocolate lava cake, raspberry crisp, coffee cake, or mochi donuts. No. Lava cake. Wins out. Now we've got three more desserts here. Alright. Next up, we've got a chocolate silk pie, berry tart, apple cinnamon cake, or gourmet banana split. You know what I haven't had in a while? I have not had a good banana split. You know? They're really hard to come by. Oh, I haven't made one. One of the two. Next up, we have an ice cream... What? An ice cream waffle burger? Sure. Caramel brownie sundae, Oreo donuts, or cream puffs. Waffle burger sounds messy. Let's go Oreo donuts. I do love a good donut. Alright, one more dessert. We got vanilla souffle, we got pastel de nata, lemon bars, or strawberry layer cake. I'm gonna go souffle. Alright, souffle time. Alright, drum roll please. Which coffee is in my soul? Pumpkin spice latte! Yes! Woo! Yes! Oh. Could not be more accurate. I'm just saying. I am 100% just saying. Yep. I've talked about this recently too on this incarnation of this show, is how I've been missing pumpkin spice latte season last year, and I'm down. Alright, what's it say about the pumpkin spice latte? Alright, we'll hear it out. It's not just a basic white girl drink, but anyway, you're a real sweetheart. Some people might think you're basic. Everyone. But you know there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I've gotten accustomed to it. You have a warm, comforting president, and you're always there for when people need you the most. You have a big heart. Yeah, thanks BuzzFeed for calling me a basic white girl. Anyway, as we continue here on the Drunk Life Radio Show, I'm going to save that for afterwards and take a photo of that and send that to literally everybody. Because it's me. I'm a pumpkin spice latte. Can confirm. At least BuzzFeed had a better showing this week than last week's abysmal performance. They had something to prove. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. And we've got more great show coming up in hour two, including, apparently, did you know that Earth was going to have a second moon soon for a limited time only? We talk about the new Elvis movie that's coming out, but right after this song break, we take two in hour two. The Facts of Life game, Australian New Zealand Cities edition. Let's hope I do well in that as we continue here on the Drag Life Radio Show. Stay tuned for more great show coming up right after these messages and these songs. Messages for the podcast, songs for the radio show. I'm just going to be quiet now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Hello everyone, it's Dale Campbell here for the Generic Live Radio Show. Hope you're having fun so far. Now, if you want to support this and everything that I do here at Campbell D Productions, you can over on my Patreon at patreon.com/Dale Campbell. That's patreon.com/Dale Campbell. DaleCampbell. Over there, we've got different tiers that you can select. For as little as $1 an episode, you can get early releases. You can also get exclusive content, as well as your name shouted out on the actual video or on the Drag Live Radio Show itself. Much more for you to go check out over at patreon.com/Dale Campbell. Again, if you want to support loud, live, and independent content, please head on over to patreon.com/Dale Campbell. That's patreon.com/Dale Campbell. DaleCampbell. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to get back to it right now.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
It's hour 2. That's right. Hour 2. Normally I scream it, but I'm not in a screamy mood, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. Low energy, cool vibes. We're chilling with these weekend vibes, man. You know, I tell you what, these weekend vibes are banging. I'm not sick. I feel fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm just in a rut. So there you go. Speaking of being in a rut, it's time for the Facts of Life live trivia radio game show on your radio. It's the Facts of Life game live trivia on your radio, and it goes something like this. I am so glad that this is an audio-only format, because every time that comes on, I just bounce. It's just, it gets you up, you know? The Facts of Life. This is the Facts of Life live trivia radio on your radio. Live trivia on your radio, the Facts of Life game. Now, we are playing at home, almost, in New Zealand. We're playing at home in New Zealand. So hopefully, I can beat the average of 5.93. I hope I can beat the average of 6 here. This is a worldwide platform, so hopefully I can get there. How well do you know Australia and New Zealand? Can you locate the major Australian cities on a map? Do you know where to find Canberra, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Darwin, Alice Springs, and even Wellington and Auckland? Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to be so embarrassed if, of course, we start with the New Zealand one. I hope my friend Izzy is not listening to this, because she's from New Zealand and I love her and I want to keep her as a friend, because she's an amazing friend. I don't know where this is. It's on the North Island at the southern end. This is Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington or Auckland. Now, it's not Dunedin, I don't think. Is it Wellington or is it Auckland? I don't know. I don't know which ones are on the North Island, which ones are on the South Island. Christchurch? Wellington? I'm tossing up between Wellington and Auckland, so it's 50-50. I'm gonna say Wellington. Yes! Woo! Let's go! Knew it. Alright. Oh my gosh, they said major cities. This is not a major city. This is sort of, I think it's in New South Wales. It's sort of inland a little bit. Is it Newcastle, Moreland, Grafton or Gold Coast? Well, it's not Gold Coast, because Gold Coast is in Queensland. So it's not that. I know Newcastle's out of Sydney, but it's not that far out. Is it Grafton or Moore? Let's go Grafton. It's Moore! Oh no. It's going to go great. This is sort of on the border between Australia. That was definitely a sentence that I said. Is it Alice Springs, Townsville, Morolilla, or Mount Isa? Now, it's not Townsville, because that's towards the coast. Alice Springs is more towards the middle. It's I've never heard of Mount Isa. It's not Mount Isa. It's Mount Isa, not Mount Isa. I'm gonna say it's Borolilla. It's Mount Isa. It's not a place, it's Mount Isa, but okay. Whew, we've got 1 of 4, okay. This is going great. What is this city called? Again, they said major cities, not any of this. Is it Wangalai, New Plymouth, Napa, or Gippsland? I don't know. I'm going to say... I literally don't know. I'm literally guessing. North Island Central-ish. Let's go with New Plymouth. Nope, it's Nipia. Sure. Alright, what is this city called? Another New Zealand one. We've got 1 in 4. Yikes. Okay, is it Dunedin, Christchurch, Auckland, and Wellington? South Island. towards the middle, on the coast. I'm going to say that that's not Wellington, because that's in the north. It's not Dunedin, I don't think, because that's more south. Is it Auckland or Christchurch? I'm going to go Christchurch. Yeah! Kind of knew that one, actually, not going to lie. Where is this city located? Oh, dirty. I was like, that's Tasmania. But it's in South Tasmania. Dirty. And they're giving me two Tasmanian options. So is it Hobart, Auckland, Melbourne, or Launceston? Auckland's in New Zealand. Melbourne's in the mainland. Is it Hobart or Launceston? I have a feeling that Hobart is more north. No, Launceston is not in Is that in Tasmania? I'm going to go for it. No, it's Hobart. Okay. Alright, let's go with this. Alright, we've got this. Is it Christchurch, Dunedin, Auckland, or Wellington? It's in New Zealand. It's north. It's way up there north. So that makes me think it's not Christchurch or... that has to be Dunedin. No, it's Auckland. Wow, Auckland's that far north? Hello? Okay. Which is this city? Is it Adelaide... I've got 2 in 7. Yikes. Is this Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, or Brisbane? It's about halfway down. I'm going to say Sydney. No, it's Brisbane's that far down? No, it's not. No. It's not. It's literally halfway down the map is where that dot was. That is not Brisbane. That is not Brisbane. Sorry. Anyway, Western Australia, Hobart, Perth, Adelaide or Darwin. Perth's the only one over there, so we're going to get that. No, I'm not calling. That's not a thing. Okay, this is ridiculous. This is somewhere in the middle of Northern Territory. They've given me 3 Northern Territory answers. Is it Alice Springs, Catherine, Tennant Creek, or Mount Isa? Mount Isa's in Queensland, see, that's a thing. Moot Isa is not a thing. It's got 2 O's. Mount Isa, Alice Springs, Catherine, or Tennant Creek? Alice Springs is literally in the middle. So, is it Catherine? It's Tennant Creek. Damn, okay. Well, that was it, apparently. That was it. That was it, apparently. That was the end of that. All right. Cool. All right, well... There goes that, apparently. Oh, no. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a fail. But, you know, I'll like next time. Well, apparently I don't know. They said major cities. Okay, I'll give them Auckland. I'll give them that. But other than that, Brisbane is not. I'm going to contest this. And you can send your hate mail to genericliveshow@gmail.com. But Brisbane is not halfway down the map on Queensland. It is not. That is Sydney. That was Sydney. If Brisbane is halfway down the east coast of Australia, I want to know where Sydney lies. I'm just saying. Anyway, I mean, I'm a sore loser. That was facts of life. I am being a sore loser. You definitely do take the good and you take the bad, for sure. That was awful. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Up next, Australia has a second moon. Coming to say goodbye to us forever. Apparently, like me getting cancelled on this show. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. More great show coming up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as per always. Now, I'd like to issue a national apology. This comes from a very tough place within my heart. I don't know why I'm getting emotional. This is about the Facts of Life game, the previous segment. I'd like to issue a formal apology to the platform that we use for that. Kind of. Brisbane is a lot down further, down on the east coast than what I thought. However, lining up the two maps, halfway down the coast, it appears that the dot was actually over Cross Harbour. Somewhere between Byron Bay and Cross Harbour, actually, on the lovely community of Lamber, near Heywood Island, is actually where the map sort of lined up where Brisbane apparently was, which isn't even in the same state. So I would like to issue an apology for overreacting to your amazing platform. It is an amazing platform. Please keep letting us use it on the show to provide 10 minutes of quality entertainment at the top of the hour, too, to make things light and fluffy. Didn't want things to get a bit too scary. However, I don't apologize for the fact that the point was actually lined up near Cross Harbour Spa. I do not want to apologize for that. But anyway, we will take the L. We will take it in pride. And we'll come back next week with a random quiz. I did better on the sports quiz than what I did on Australian cities, you guys. This is an embarrassment. Anyway, you know what's not embarrassing? Our next story. This show is embarrassing, I'm just saying. Earth's second quote-unquote moon will take a final lap before waving us goodbye forever. Second moon, you say? Yeah. Well, you ask, not you say. You say a question. Astronauts call it 2020 SO, a small object that dropped into Earth's orbit about halfway between our planet and the moon in September of 2020. Did not even know that this was a thing. Temporary satellites were known as mini-moons. Calling it a moon would be quite a deceptive case. In 2020, in December, NASA researchers learned that the object is not a space rocket at all, but rather the remains of a 1960s rocket booster involved in America's Surveyor moon missions. The non-moon mini-moon is the closest to Earth on December 1, the day before NASA identified the lost booster, but it is coming back for a victory lap, baby! One more time! Bam, bam! I mean, I could have queued that up. I can actually play that on this show now without worrying about monetization issues. No, I don't want One Time by Justin Bieber. That's not what I want. Also, does my Google think I want to listen to Justin Bieber more than Daft Punk? Is that what we're learning here? Whoa! Okay, yeah. Apparently we're learning that the hard way. There you go. Was that worth it? Probably not. But, you know, we'll do it again, because why not? One more time. There you go. Clean. Clean show. Clean edit. Done. One more time. Actually, let's have that as a music bed. Why not? It's my show. I can dictate what I want. Alright. It's my show, not yours. It'll be approaching Earth on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, February 2nd. So the podcast will be out too. So get on that, everyone, you know? Get a glimpse of a new moon. The booster will drift away from Earth, leaving Earth by March of 2021, apparently. After that, the former mini-moon will just be an object orbiting the Sun. Interesting. And Rome will have farewell the object on February 1st. Blah, blah, blah. The first clue of 2020 was man-made, firmly comparing the objects to chemical makeup of that of another rocket booster that has been in orbit of 1971. Godspeed, mini-moon 2020, oh, we built you, we abandoned you, and now you abandoned us. which describes this show in a nutshell. There you go. See, we have a mini-moon. Maybe will we ever see it? I don't know. We're gonna have a look at it on Tuesday, apparently. Because that's when that happens. So there you go. As we continue on the Drag Life Radio Show, let's turn that off. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as per always. We have Same as you remember, same as it ever was, coming up next. As we continue, we're not going to tell you what year we're going back to, because that's a video tease. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell. As per always, you can listen live on Stationhead from 10 a.m. Sundays, or on the podcast feed on Mondays. Thanks for joining us. A pleasure as always. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Conway Twitty there on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Hello, darling, there. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. You didn't think that you'd be hearing a 1970s country song on the Generic Live Radio Show here, but there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was, I think it wasn't released in 1970. I should have written it down. I don't know, but okay. I think it's got something to do with March of 1970 on a segment we here at the Direct Live Radio Show like to call This Is Not My Show. Or is it? I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, same as you remember, same as it ever was. This is part of the show where we take a trip back in time to some of the greatest moments in history. Today, we're going all the way back to March of 1970. We haven't been back, we haven't been this far back in a while. So there you go. All right, kicking off the month, we have Charles Manson's Lie album is being released. You remember, nearly lost control there, but we're here. Murderer Charles Manson's Lie album was released. There you go. Also on March 1st of 1970, the end of US commercial whaling happened. There you go. Interesting little factoid there for March 1st. On March 2nd of 1970, American Airlines' first flight of a Boeing 747 happened in March of 1970. What else happened? Jacksonville is the first college basketball to average 100 points per game. That's interesting. On March, March 4th on 1970. Let's see. Edison Theater opens at 240 West 47th Street, New York City in 1970. Airport, on March 5th, 1970. Airport, based on the book by Arthur Healy, directed by George Seaton and starring Burt Lancaster and Dean Martin, is released. There you go. Dean Martin was a singer too, right? Yeah, he was a singer. On March 6th of 1970, Let It Be by the Beatles was released. I was going to pull something from the Beatles, but I thought, you know what? Nope, the point of the radio tease is to be mysterious. There you go. Some figure skating happened on March 7th. Apparently, the Ice Dance Championship. There was some championships of ice skating going on, sure. On March 10th of 1970, could have played this too. A lot of music stuff happened, apparently. The singer Barbara Streisand records The Singer and I Can Do It as well by Barbara Streisand in March of 1970. Has she been working since then? Jeepers. Okay. U.S. On March 12th, 1970, this is actually fascinating, U.S. lowers voting age from 21 to 18. There you go. On March 13th, wish I had more information about this. On March 13th, 1970, San Francisco City employees start a four-day strike. On March 15th, Expo 70 opens in Japan. On March 16th, on 1970, the New English Bible was published. Interesting. It's not something that's ever come up on this show, but okay. Ladies and gentlemen, new incarnation of the Bible is being released. On March 23rd, 1970, Hello Darlin', the single that we heard earlier by Conway Twitty, was released. It then later became Billboard Song of the Year of 1970. Would you believe that or not? Interesting. Let's see, what else have we got here? Ringo Starr releases his first solo album, Sentimental Journey, Beatles drummer, that is, Ringo Starr, on March 27th, 1970. Look into the Lilies, no, I don't want to hear about that. Applause opens on March 30th to 900 performances. Jesus, 900. Damn, okay. And soap opera Somerset premieres on March 30th, 1970. And we've got one more here, March 30th, 1970. Miles Davis's influential double album, Bitches Brew, was released. Interesting that a jazz musician had the album title called Bitches Brew, but anyway, different time. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Same As You Remember, Same As It Ever Was for March of 1970. This is not my show! Or is it? I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. More great show, more jam-packed show for you over the next couple of segments. We're going to talk about the new Elvis movie by Baz Luhrmann. Did anyone know that this was here? I have had no idea. You know what I forgot to talk about? Again, I forgot to put this in the run sheet. It was the Warner Brothers movie deal. I didn't forget. I just couldn't find any additional information on it, so I just dropped it. But hey, acknowledge that I tried. But anyway, we're going to talk about the new Elvis movie as we continue on the Generic Live Radio Show. More great show coming up. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Hi there, it's Dale Campbell here with you, and you know, I feel the contractual obligation to, which is not really a contractual obligation, but I feel the contractual obligation to try new songs and broaden my horizons and stuff like that. And, you know, they can't all be winners, but hey, you know, you never, never know unless you never, ever go. Speaking of which, did anyone know that there was an Elvis movie coming out? Or am I the only one that's dumbfounded by this story? Warner Brothers biographical drama about the life and times of Elvis Presley is no longer going to hit theaters this year. The studio has postponed the film from November 5th, 2021 to June 3rd of 2022. Jesus. Holy damn, that's like James Bond level of delays right there. Baz Luhrmann is directing the still untitled movie, well, that's not a surprise, which he co-wrote with Greg Pierce. Austin Butler, who appeared as Tex Watson in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is playing the man himself. Sure. Tom Hanks is portraying his eccentric manager, Cornell Tom Parker, quote-unquote Elvis. Sorry, no. Let's refer to it as its proper title, please. Untitled Warner Brothers biographical drama of Elvis's life. That's the correct title. There you go. Was pushed back due to it's still in production in Australia. Hey, wait, what did I miss? I hide under rocks during the week? I don't know. Sources say the film has another 5 weeks of material to shoot and hasn't been completed in time for the original release date. I would understand that because we have had a couple of lockdowns and a couple of hotspots pop up in the most recent past, so I'm not surprised. Interesting. It was started filmed in last March, but had to shut down production because Hanks and his wife were tested positive coronavirus. Hanks and Winston were the first Hollywood couples to go public with their diagnosis. Despite the initial release date, quote-unquote Elvis was not a part of Warner Brothers' recent agreement to debut its 2021 slate entirely in movie theaters and on HBO Max. Well, okay, there you go. I mean, I should have read this story in advance. Which is currently not available in Australia. Okay, well, thanks for putting that in there. Let's add salt to the injury. The film captures a complex dynamic between the veteran manager and the young singer that spanned over 20 years, including Presley's rise to the eventual king of rock and roll, Olivia De Jong, Gary Clark Jr., Yola, who's Yola, and Chinonkwa Dikwe round out the cast. I don't know, but I missed this. This flew past me, and apparently it's filming here. I don't know. Sometimes stories like this pop up. Sometimes I discover stories through bad stories, like delays and stuff like that. Like, I knew about the Bond movie, but I didn't know that it already got delayed like 500 times. Well, I knew that, but like, to what extent, I didn't know. But apparently, there's a film being made in my backyard that I didn't know about. So, you know, that's fun. That was fun, right? So, I wonder where in Australia it's being filmed. Not important. Anyway, as we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, I actually would watch this. I would watch an Elvis biopic. I don't think there's many Elvis biopics out there, so there you go. As we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, there's a scandal with the Royals again. We're going to spill the tea here on the Drunk Live Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. Dale Campbell here with you. More great show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us. I've been a bit looser now than what I was at the start of the show. I think I found my groove, and this has definitely made me feel better. So thank you everyone for being there for me. Whether you're listening live or on the podcast feed, it's greatly appreciated as per always. Now, the Royals have had a scandal. What else is new? Thanks. What else is new? Banned BBC Royal documentary leaks on YouTube and immediately probably gets taken down. I want to know, let's see, let's do a little investigative journalism right now. BBC Queen doc, oh, BBC documentary. Hey, look at that, it's in the search results. I did search YouTube for it, but it does look like that it has been taken down. As it appears, because again, I searched YouTube for it and it got auto-directed. So let's see. Let's do one more attempt. Queen BBC doc documentary. Yeah, I feel like it's gotten taken down. But there, it was pulled off air originally, and yeah, the full one leaked, but again, it's been taken back down again, so there you go. You've got trailers and stuff up there, and what was originally said, so that's all still up there, but hey, not the full documentary. Sad face. We've got a bit of audio here to explain. I think this is only going to come out of your left ear, so enjoy that.
Time, cameras were given special access for a whole year. The film, Royal Family, was a phenomenon.
Sorry, you're right here.
It is extremely difficult sometimes to keep a straight face. When the Home Secretary said to me, there's a gorilla coming in. So I said, you know, what an extraordinary remark to make, very unkind about anybody. And so, you know, I stood in the middle of the room and pressed the bell and the doors opened. And there was a gorilla. And I had the most terrible trouble in keeping, you know, he had short body, long arms. And I had the most appalling trouble.
All right, well, that was that. There's a minute I'm not going to get back. BBC documentary aired in 1969 about the royal life has become the latest source of the Buckingham Palace angst after it wound up on YouTube this month. Bah, bah, bah. The infamous fly on the wall film Royal Family saw the royals eating from Tupperware, Prince Charles skiing topless, and was locked away from prying eyes in 1972 because it cheapened the royal family, according to the Queen. However, the 110-minute special, making of which in season 3 of Netflix is The Crown, somehow leaked this month. Bah, bah, bah. Obviously, someone, quote, someone nicked it from the BBC, saw the BBC documentary was done and with the corporation of the royal family, and it is BBC's copyright. Womp womp. Our second womp womp moment for the episode. There you go. BBC source told the Telegraph, excuse me, we will approach YouTube to have it removed. We exercise our copyright where we can. However, it is notoriously difficult to chase things down on YouTube, but once they are out there, anyone can download it and you just end up chasing your tail. The video, which was uploaded to YouTube with an account of Philip Strange Ways, has since been removed due to the platform due to the copyright game. Okay, cool. I didn't have to go on that wild goose chase after all, but there you go. But yeah, the Royals back at it with the leaked footage. I think this is not the first time that they've had leaked footage here, but you know, sure, they ate at a Tupperware. They're normal people. They have ice cream and cars. Sure. I don't understand. Something's happening. Oh, someone's phone's ringing. Okay, that's what it is. It's fine. Hello? Anyway, it's all the way over the other side of the room. I'm not gonna get it, but there you go. Hey, there you go. More vibrations. As we continue, that's not mine. Just want to put that out there. Thanks for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. More great show coming at ya.
You're listening to the Drunk Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as per always. And yes, sorry, station head listeners, I did get a phone call. And it's ruined everything. So there you go. Lesson learned, actually. There you go. If you get a phone call, it shuts everything down. Huh. All right, the more you know. I might have to look into that. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the Drunk Live Radio Show. It's a pleasure as per always. Podcast listeners won't get to hear that. Only for the live folk. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. Now, let's get on out of here. We are done with today's show. Thank you so much for listening. It's a pleasure as per always to do this show. And it's a privilege to do this show every single week. It doesn't feel like we had much in here. But, you know, we filmed 2 hours. It doesn't feel like it, but hey, we did. Thank you so much, again, from the bottom of my heart. This show is on the up and up. We've got cool things coming up. We've got cool things planned. You know, lots of different things to see and do as well. So, there you go. If you want to support this and everything that I do here, please consider going over to my Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell. DaleCampbell. You can follow my YouTube adventures as well. I make videos on the reg. You can go to youtube.com/c/DaleCampbell, capital D, capital C. You can follow my many Instagram adventures as well over on my Instagram at TheDaleCampbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. If you join the Discord, you can have updates on new episodes of the YouTube channel and various other stuff as well over at bit.ly/DaleDiscord, DaleDiscord. And if you want some cool Generic Live Show merch, we have the store back up and running, proudly powered by Bonfire, bit.ly/GLSmerch, GLSmerch. There you go. And you can email the show at genericliveshow@gmail.com, genericliveshow@gmail.com. That's going to about do it for the show. Thank you again. Next week, I think it's a regular show. I haven't looked, but we'll see what happens when that happens. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We need to do that animal-only show. We'll do that at some point. We focus too long on humans on this show. Animals, rise up! Thanks for joining us, everyone. It's a pleasure, as always, and we'll see you all next week. I've been Dale Campbell. Peace out, y'all. Stay safe. And we'll see you next week. Bye.